This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. We've got just tons and tons and tons of things to do here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're not going to mess around today. We're just not messing around. These totalitarians are on the run. They're not liking it. They are not liking it. The backsliding into totalitarianism, which is what we're seeing play out here in, the United States, is particular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the battle between good and evil is right in the middle of things. I mean, it is absolutely a spectacular thing. You know, we got this whole thing going on right now with the Washington State Second Amendment issue. Let's just call this Law 1639. We're going to jump right in the middle. I'm going to try and get this interview. I was looking for it. I was overhearing the interview. It's a great interview by a sheriff, seemed to be like a country bumpkin kind of guy, but he's not. He's a real constitutionalist sheriff, talking about this law and how he is not going to enforce the law, because the law itself that's been done by the legislature is, it's illegal in his mind. It's unconstitutional. And so guess what? People are going, oh, my God, you can't do that as a constitutional. You cannot do that as a sheriff. And he said, well, I'm a constitutional sheriff, and I'm doing it. Good luck. Adios. Goodbye. And that is something that is pretty important when a sheriff does that. You're probably thinking, my God, I can't believe that. Well, it's true. Now, I'm going to try and get the interview. I'm looking for it right now. I'm multitasking. I'm a man, and I can multitask. That's a dangerous that's a danger to people. Everybody says men cannot multitask. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, I was involved with, high schools for a long time. Boy, did I learn to multitask. That's what, if you're a male in a high school, you learn to multitask. That's just a fact, Jack. So I've learned to multitask and do many, many different things and talk at the same time and even chew gum and walk at the same time. I know we're shocked when they see stuff like that. Couple of things going on. The Roger Stone thing happening. And all that good stuff. This is a... there's an article up here about Michael... what's his name? Michael Knowles. Okay, Michael Knowles. Yeah, Navy SEAL. How many of you saw the movie Acts of Valor? Great movie about Navy SEALs. Great movie. And interesting thing. We had, what's his name, the producer on? I can't remember. Scott Waugh. Scott Waugh is the producer. And it was interesting. He produced that movie. And the thing that a lot of people don't understand about the movie itself is that the movie was based upon real acts of valor. And, I mean, real situations, real circumstances. And the interesting thing about the movie Act of Valor was that it was done with the SEALs as actors for the most part. Scott Waugh decided that they weren't going to use real actors in most of the scenes. I mean, from what I understand, I interviewed him extensively. This is when the movie first came out. I interviewed him extensively, and he made the comment that they just decided they were going to be the actors and they were going to act out the scenes. And they had some restrictions on Scott Waugh because, you know, he wanted to kind of film so much and do so much, but he had a limited budget and couldn't do some things. And they said, look, we'll give you the scenarios. We'll tell you what happened in these actual events on missions and stuff that were true. And you can use it theatrical standpoint. Jeez, there you go. Yep, my tongue is a little dry, actually. So you can put it all together that way and use, you know, creative license and so on. But from what I understand from what he was telling me, he says it's all true stuff that happened. The events were actually true in the movie. So if you see the movie and you want to know about the drug cartels and you want to know how they've been trying to invade this country, which they have been doing for a while, and some of the acts, true acts of valor that have gone on to prevent this sort of thing by our Navy SEALs and other actors, which the Obama administration did not like, by the way. There was great animus towards the SEALs and others that because they were pretty much refusing what was being said and done by that president of the United States, right? So anyway, the situation developed in the movie to where someone had to jump on a grenade and he die. And that's why I look at this thing, Michael Knowles, Navy SEALs, selfless act, a lesson for millennials. This was something that, obviously, flashback, Navy SEAL serves or saves comrades by falling on grenades. So I'm biting at this story, and we're coming up to a break here. Let's see if I can get into maybe the gist of this, because this may be related to that part, that movie, because this is the USS Michael Mansour. Okay, San Diego, former members of Navy SEAL Team 3 joined the ship's crew to bring the Navy's newest Zumwalt-class missile destroyer. You've seen these Zumwalt things. They are absolutely space-age on water. It says, Michael Mansour to life during its... got a missile destroyer, Michael Mansour, to life during its commissioning ceremony. Michael Mansour is the second Zumwalt-class destroyer to enter the fleet. It is the first Navy combat ship named for the fallen Master-at-Arms Second-Class SEAL Michael Mansour, who was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for his heroic actions serving in Ramadi, Iraq in 2006. The U.S. Navy says a specialist. Okay, so it says this guy was in Iraq. It says on Saturday, the USS Navy, I'd love to have seen this. I would love to have seen, you know, commissioning of a ship. I just need to see that. It says, the U.S. Navy commissioned the USS Michael Mansour, the Zumwalt-class destroyer, and the most technologically advanced ship of our nation's fleet. The sublime vessel offers a fitting tribute to the namesake, the late Navy SEAL, who gave his life to protect teammates and Iraqi soldiers during Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2006. The ship's crest depicts the sword held in the winged hand of an armed Michael, the Archangel. patron of warriors, after whom the devoutly Catholic Michael Monsieur was named. The ship's motto read, the motto reads, I will defend. Kind of like with the motto for New California. Stand your ground.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back. We're looking at this this article. It's by Michael Knowles. It's an opinion about the Michael Monsieur, USS Michael Monsieur. It was commissioned Saturday. And they're telling the story about Michael Monsieur, a devout Catholic, and that he first earned a Silver Star in Ramadi, and then later on during an attack he was hit in the chest with a grenade, and he fell on the grenade, saving his combat partners in a room from certain death. So that in the document says, while Monsieur could have easily escaped the blast from his position next to the single exit, his teammates would have been trapped. So Monsieur threw himself on the grate, absorbing the explosion, saving the lives of his friends. The 25-year-old died half an hour later, having received last rites. He died on the feast of St. Michael. Hmm. Michael Mansour lived and died selflessly, a statement to virtue and providence. Sadly, the memory of Michael Moore stands in stark contrast to the lives of young Americans. Now, remember, this is an editorial I'm reading from. To the lives of young Americans today, whom surveys show to be the least patriotic, least religious, least loyal, and least grateful generation in American history. Coincidentally, they're also the most miserable. Okay, well, how do you really feel about this group? Exhibiting higher rates of anxiety, stress, depression, and even suicide than any of their forebears. Nothing like forebearance. Says, got a picture of this. This is a beautiful ship. I mean, you know what it looks like? It looks like an old ironclad from the Civil War. Really, it does. It's a pretty interesting ship. A recent study from Arizona State University, which I went to, by the way, for a short time, found that a full quarter of American college students have suffered symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of the 2016 presidential election. My God! Unbelievable. It's like postpartum blues. I know you women that had babies understand. And you fathers, you get it. Says the study's lead researcher, Melissa Hagen, described the impetus for her study. Melissa is a she, I think. But we have to be gender neutral, right? Is anybody going to follow these directions from these committees that you're hearing about, these political class committees, especially the one coming out of California? He, she, that, a, babu, just boy, girl, whatever. They can't get their gender confused, these politicians. There's nothing worse than a politician who's gender confused. Do you think? Really? I mean, really. Anyway, she goes on to say, I taught two classes the day after the election, one undergraduate class and one graduate class, she explained. In both classes, students were visibly upset and some were crying. One suspects that none of those students serves in our armed forces, where the rigors involve more than microaggressions. Man, don't be triggered. Trigger, trigger, trigger. Used to be Roy Rogers' horse, Trigger. It's a salute to the trigger on a pistol. It says young Americans' fragility stems from a culture that has flipped the moral order on its head, dismissing strength as toxic, rejecting service for self-care, and eschewing humility for, quote, pride. Surveys indicate that millennials are more eager than prior generations to find purpose in their lives. But how can they, amid such or so much philosophical and religious confusion? Well, they didn't put gender in there. That the gene thing, you know, chromosomes, XY, that's confusing. You know, what is confusing about XX versus XY? Just know your XX and XY complement. Which one do you have? What you choose which sex you are. Or can you even guess your sex, I guess, is the thing. I used to open that up. That's how I used to open my biology classes when people would come in for the first day. We'd do a scientific study. We'd start out with this thing, the question. The question was, can you guess your sex? That's how it started. And then the kids, when I put the overhead up and pull the paper down so you could see the words, of course, the statement, they'd look at me like, who is this guy? Who's this guy? Guess your sex. We're here to guess our sex. Boy, would I get complaints. Not any. No, I'd get comments from people, and the parents go, what are you doing? Well, my child, guess your sex. They don't, my point is this. When I started off my biology classes, there was absolutely no gender confusion in my class. Says faith, courage, and clarity of purpose prompted Michael Mansour to heroic service. A rudderless generation looks with bewilderment on those virtues. They weep for Michael Mansour. They ought to weep for themselves. Fair winds and following seas to the USS Michael Mansour, whose crews no doubt can brave what storms they may come. For civilians lost at sea, the future seems far less secure. Michael Knowles is an actor, an author, actor, and host. The Michael Knowles Show at the Daily Wire. Okay. So that was by Michael. That was a great article. That was pretty nice. Thank you, Michael, about Michael Mansour. A lot of people didn't know that. But, you know, selfless acts. And that's exactly what was portrayed in Act of Valor, by the way. A lot of people don't know that, that particular scene. It was based on real events, real acts of valor. I'd recommend seeing that movie just to check it out. It tells you a lot about the Navy SEALs. And the movie's pretty much done by real Navy SEAL real Navy SEALs. And I don't know which SEAL team they were from. I really don't. I didn't ask the question when I was talking to Scott Wall. Was it Amigo Brothers or something like that is the name of the production company. Okay, what do we got going on here? The phone, everybody's texting me. Everybody's texting me. Okay, we've got another story that is something that I want to get into. I might call someone. Well, you know what? The call lines are open. 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255 is open. And we can call in. We're going to be taking your calls at the bottom of the hour in just about a minute. So you can call in. And there's something brewing. There was a story, and I did not cover it. And I don't know why I didn't cover it. I got it. I had it up on, it's still, I believe, the story line and link is up on Agenda 21 Radio. That there was an incident in Africa, I do not remember the nation, in which they found about 30 bodies of children, young children. And these bodies were organ harvested. Organ harvested. In other words, what happened was the kids were killed for their organs, disemboweled for their organs. This is just really disgusting, I know. This is our world, though, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a big, you know, not only do we have the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, and the stealing of children and so on, but we have this kind of stuff. We'll be back.
Keith Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. can. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, and we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and got Dane Censor on the phone, because I think it was he's the guy, it's his fault, who texted me the information. I got a text about this story about Tanzania, and it was Tanzania where this was happening. And it was, the article was titled about vote harvesting, and of course that really wasn't what it was. This is what we're finding out. Dane, these children were being dismembered for their parts. What's the real story? The storyline said that it was about organ harvesting. That's the way I got it. But that might not be the case. Is that correct?
Well, Paul, there was 10 children actually found dead. And they were from 2 to 9 years old. The children were killed for their body parts. The relative of the one of them was arrested. They were selling these body parts, anywhere from a limb, for $2,000 to a corpse for $75,000. It's the most disgraceful thing. I'm telling you, the demonic people in this world now, and the spirit covering it, is just getting so incredible. These kids, these poor children, were found, I think, last December. And the report was that these people were related to a witchcraft ritual, where if you kill these children, they sell them as herbals and put them in food, and it's to enhance their lives and make them wealthy. This is how sick these people are.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's variations of the theme of organ harvesting. I think that's and the audience doesn't, you know, most people don't know this, and this is really grisly to talk about. There's variations of the theme we're getting the story about the Shenzhen people in China, which is another offshoot of organ harvesting, because this is something that's going on in China. But I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I want to get through this thing. So the article that I was looking at, and I don't know if you texted it to me, maybe it was someone else, but I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, geez, you know, where is this going? But there, now, according to what you're saying, there was no organ harvesting for transplant purposes. This was organ harvesting for witchcraft.
Yes, but there was another one that was an article that China was doing it for transplant. You're absolutely right on that one. I don't have the specifics on that one, but I did see the article. And the thing is, Paul, don't think for one second, in my opinion, that this isn't happening right here in our country.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt that it is. In fact, you know, this was stuff that I learned about years ago. We were doing the, when I had to learn about child sex trafficking, I became kind of an expert in a sense in that and others. But that was something that we knew very much what was happening. And, of course, for various reasons, sexual reasons, but also for sacrifice reasons.
You know, and also, Paul, I wanted to say, I was the co-founder and vice president for Californians for Missing Children for about 4 years in the early, late 80s. And one of the things I found through statistics in the FBI, probably about 2,000 kids a year, they have no idea where they went to, what happened to them. And one of the FBI agents told me at the time, he says, if you heard some of these stories, he said, you wouldn't believe what happens. But we know for sure there's probably some rituals and they're killed and murdered from pedophilia to just outright child sacrificing. It's just, the coldest, chilling thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
and a lot of people don't know it. They don't want to talk about it because it's something that's so horrible and horrifying to talk about.
And you know, it's the people who do these things know it's so horrific that people who know them who are into that are so fearful. I mean, it's so savage. They're intimidated and they live with it. And this is stuff that goes on. Now I know that in Southern California, I want to say outside of Riverside, Temecula area, there was a situation where there's possible child sacrifice that had been caught. And that was just not too long ago. It does pop up when they can address it. But, yeah, you're right. These are things that are going on. A lot of people aren't talking about it. But in China, this is just an open thing. And I'm going to have Paul Taylor come on in the next minute or two, actually at the top of the next break. And he's going to talk to us about what's going on with the Shenzhen, which is the organ harvesting preferred people. And this is the most hideous thing, that now we have the genetic superior Chinese individuals that are being harvested because they have good, you know, gene complements that keeps people younger, fitter. There's more, their organs are in better shape and so on. This is the selectivity that's going on now. I mean, it's just absolutely insane and brought to you by the communist Chinese. What could possibly go wrong with that, Dane?
Well, in addition to that, you have to realize, too, every other day, and I'm saying every other day, I can pick out a story where a illegal alien has raped a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old. This is just a common occurrence every day. And I'm not just going to blame it on the illegals. Citizens do it too, which is so disgustingly repulsive. But these things are occurring day in and day out in America. And here we hear these stories in China and Africa. It's just almost hard to bear and listen to.
Well, here's the thing that's really the most disturbing, is we have people like Nancy Pelosi that are promoting this. But by not closing down the borders... And by her, I mean, really, this is the stuff that's coming into our country, ladies and gentlemen. This is they're bringing in children to be harvested.
The fact that Nancy Pelosi does not recognize this, acknowledge it, is a disgrace. This woman is an absolute disgrace. You know, I saw a picture yesterday, I think it was on Facebook, and it showed a picture of her family. It was probably her intermediate family and cousins. It was probably about, I'm going to say 30 of them. They're all dressed in white. Now, you want a definition of white privilege? Look at Nancy Pelosi's family and you'll get a definition of it. White privilege, arrogance, condescending, all the above.
You know, it is rather fascinating that most of the people in that neck of the woods like them, and of course, the one of the key things that's popped up, people are bringing to light is Gavin Newsom not living. You know, it was funny. I was down in Sacramento. I drove by the that this is on Monday. I had to go down for certain things. I very seldom do I like to go to Sacramento and San Francisco. Just don't go. But I had to drive by the governor's mansion in Sacramento. And it's an old Victorian build. It's beautiful. But, you know, it is right out on the street. And Gavin Newsom does not want to move there, live there. He said it's a little too dangerous of a neighborhood for his children. A very, very diverse neighborhood, you know. So he's going to move, I believe, to Fair Oaks, which is out of town. He's in a $3 million home because his you talk about enjoying white privilege. Gavin Newsom.
Is there a wall there, Paul?
Oh, sure. Sure. He's got everything.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, you know my name for Gavin Newsom. It's not any twosome Newsom anymore. It's gruesome any twosome Newsom. And when I say any twosome Newsom, with him now, that can go to bestiality, a man and a animal. To him, it don't matter. Anything goes with him. He don't care. This guy's a sick individual.
And he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
that runs in the family.
I know. I'm going to take another call here, Dane. Hang on, buddy. I'm going to get to this caller right now. Go ahead. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Hello.
This is Paul Taylor.
Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Beautiful morning, my friend. Beautiful morning.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about this. There's a story out there. I've got Dane Sensor on the phone right now also. But there's a story out there.
Okay, hey, Dane.
Hey, Paul.
Okay, we're on the radio now, so pay attention here. Anyway, we've got this story going on about Shenzhen, and I want you to tell, because you're with not only New California, but you're also with a patriotic group. What's that group called?
The Melting Pot Patriots.
Right, the Melting Pot Patriots. And your work has brought you to a whole wide range of things. But one of the things that you're associated with, of course, is Shenzhen. And tell us a little bit about what Shenzhen is for those people who do not know.
Shenzhen is a group of performers that have banded together and across the world have been doing the Shenzhen performances to try to, in a way to easily understand what the problem is, this nasty problem that's existing in China of the harvesting of the body parts of the Falun Gong people, who are the people that over the last 20 years have been picked up off the street because they are representing the historic peaceful Chinese that the communists have eliminated. But just like anybody walking down the street that finds a $100 bill on the street and picks it up, the Chinese have realized that that there's money out there, and the money exists in the organs of these people because they are the healthiest people. They concentrate on their health and their diet. And so what they do is they have demonized them in China to the Chinese people. They incarcerate these people, check their blood type, and then through their methods of advertising, people around the world contact them when, for instance, if they have a bad liver, they'll contact them and say, hey, I need a new liver. And they say, okay, come on February 15th, for instance, and we'll be set up for you in the afternoon. So you arrive in China. They escort you to the place where they do this. And in the morning, they put a bullet in the head of the appropriate blood type for you. They extract the liver. They put it in you, and you write them a check or whatever you give them the money, roughly $175,000. Now, that's not $100 on the street. That's $175,000. And by the time they're done, each and every one of these Falun Gong people who are peaceful represent $500,000. So they'll take all the parts they can and sell them to anybody out there. And then they continue to demonize the people so that they don't believe the people in China and the people that have come here that aren't aware of this just can't understand or they doubt that it's happening. So these performances are out there to try to introduce to the world that this is going on without sounding like alarmists, but it needs an alarm. And the people see the shows, but I think they don't really understand. But here's where the Chinese have now intercepted, like they normally do. They shut down the performances in Madrid by threatening the theater and the manager for it, threatening his life. There are five of these shows continually being aired across the world in five different locations. Every show sells out. And the Falun Gong people are on their knees to America saying, help us. And there's not much help. So they do this. They spend a lot of money to make these performances. And I stand with the Falun Gong people. I stand with the Free Chinese. I stand against communism in the world. I am vocal about it. I express that on Epoch Times publication every time I have an opportunity, because since I'm a Christian and I am driven by my faith and I stand up for what the Bible tells me to do as a leader, to do something not unlike Moses. Right. And all those leaders and the disciples who all gave their lives off for a cause for Christianity.
Right.
I'm standing up with the Falun Gong people.
I want to make sure that we understand that, because there's two things going on here. So the linguists among us might be getting things confused. The Falun Gong people. Now, we're talking about a population, a sect, an ethnic group, if you will, that's found in China. And what they do is they eat well, they take care of their health, they're prime sources for healthy organs, basically, to the communist Chinese. And what they have done to protest and to make their plight known is they've got the theatrical production known as Shen Yun, which is seen, like you said, at five different locations around the world right now. And I know you've attended several of these performances. And in the performances, basically, they're trying to tell the world about their plight. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. That's the whole reason. It's not just a show. It's not like going to Cirque du Soleil. There's a message. There's a message that they're relaying to people. Paul, many of these people that perform in the show are people who have come here because they have family members who have been harvested, or they currently have family members who are incarcerated in China awaiting extraction of not just their organs, but of their lives.
Yeah, because they can... They can kill people and preserve the organs after they've harvested them for a while.
Well, you know, just like when you go to a restaurant and you pick out a steak or a live fish, they do the same thing. In fact, in Asia, many places, you know, you go in the restaurant and it's all, there's no refrigeration, so they have the, you know, all the seafood live. You say, I want that lobster or I want that crab, and they pull it out and they serve it to you right there and then. You can't get it any fresher.
So it's kind of like the people go there. They have a hospital. They execute the individual, extract the organ, and with literally probably, you know, less than an hour probably, they've got the organ already being transplanted into the patient.
Yes. Well, what I understand is this, and what I've seen is that they don't go to the hospital. They go to the prison, or they go to a place near the prison, a hotel room, and it's set up like a hospital, prepared with the doctors who do the trade out. And then the people think, well, man, I saved my life, but they killed somebody. And instead of taking that $175,000 and putting it to end evil, they have decided to use that money for their own, you know, life.
Right, right.
Hey, Paul, can I interject
go,
here?
Go ahead, Dan. We have about a minute here.
Well, just really sort of every day we hear a more horrific story than the day before. The bottom line is we as individuals, citizens, Christians, whatever your religion may be, you have to take a stand. You have to do something, as we're doing in New California State. We were saying we've had enough. We're going to put a stop to it. That's what has to be done, plain and very simple. Because like I said, every day the story becomes more horrific than the day before. And how much are you going to take before you say enough is enough?
And, you know, Paul, we're doing it every day and have been supporting it with our money, that Planned Parenthood, because they've been doing the same thing with the babies that they are removing from people and selling the parts. So they'll wind up taking a fetus out, cutting it up in the process, and selling the parts off. And they wound up getting, $10,000 or something, $20,000 for each one. It's a money machine. Planned Parenthood got over half a billion from us last year. And their profits are nearly half a billion anyways. And we're being supported, and the churches are asleep, and the people in the pews are not paying attention. And America is turned a deaf ear and a blind eye to this. And I'm standing up. I want to stand up so the administration and President Trump knows what's going on and knows we're backing him and backing the Falun Gong people.
This is really, these kind of moments when you have this on radio, or you have it in any sense where there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people listening or whatever, and they're getting this message for the first time, I know it can be really, really disturbing. And it is. It's disturbing right now to even talk about it. But these are the realities of what some of these people are doing. And there's no end to the demented mind, if you will. Go ahead, Dane.
Yeah, Paul, we see the proof with Veritas, the videos, where Planned Parenthood was dealing for cash for body parts. That is right here in America. We see the proof of that. We heard the videos. We saw the videos. What more do people need?
That's the same thing as this. It's a harvesting fetuses, unborn. And, of course, now, you know, you have to really question, why are we allowing abortion at birth? What's going to happen there? Are we harvesting those organs of those unborn children at birth now? Is that what Cuomo has for New York? And now they've got this bill going forward actually in Virginia. Is that what that's for, to harvest organs for babies? I guess that's a big question that we need to have answered.
It's about the power of Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and these people
right. Who
are so drunk on power and money, they will do anything to sell their soul, and they're despicable.
Well, you know, Paul, a few years ago, Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife, said, if God doesn't punish America, he'll need to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. We are there, folks. We are there. It's time to wake up. Time to wake up.
Yeah, it really truly is.
ISIS was also doing the same thing, as they would kill people, and this is happening, I'm sure, in India. I know it's happening in Turkey as well, that they kill Christians, or they kill, you know, the enemy. They harvest the body parts to sell, to get money, to kill Americans and to kill innocent and to move them forward.
And Paul, the latest one here in California, because they're the leaders when it comes to insanity. They want to teach kindergarten children, that there's 15 different genders. What? Yeah, that's where we're at in America. And California wants to lead the charge.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Hey, Paul,
pretty...
As a businessman that created a lot of companies and a lot of jobs across America, I learned about what it is for a company to capture the market. Okay, so we look at a marketplace to be vertically integrated, meaning that from you're making the stuff and you're selling the stuff, and there's no middleman. You've got the whole market captured with the vertigration of the of what you're doing. That's what the Chinese and these people and the evilness in this world are doing. They are doing it from the birth to the grave. They're using everything and every aspect of our society, our schools, our churches, our industry, our unions, every aspect, vertically integrating every aspect of our lives into their program. And that once it happens, a lot of these things, without extreme change, They will capture all of it. It's the reason why New California is standing up and growing and being blessed by God, because we are here as the soldiers to rescue and to form and stand up in front and lead. The people are not paying attention and not part of this. I know it's crazy. I know that people are scared. I know they don't believe it works and that it's happening. But it's happening every day.
Yeah. Well, listen, gentlemen, I have to go. We have to run for time because of what's going on. The show is ending, and actually I have to close it out. So I want to thank Dane Sensor and, of course, Paul Taylor bringing us up to date on what's going on with the Shenzhen. And it's just the Falun Gong people. It's just amazing that these people are wonderful people, and in yet we cannot. They have to. They're not vote harvesting. They're organ harvesting, these people, because they are in such good shape. Anyway, we got to run for time here. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And I'm getting reports now, just sort of texting and blurbs about Fox News just posted DC delegate proposing statehood bill. I don't know if this is, this is from one of our listeners out there. And D.C. delegate proposing statehood bill. That's probably true. The District of Columbia has been for some time trying to become the next state, and I don't know if they're going to make it, because I don't know if there's too much of a return on that. But I know one thing, New California is going to make it, but there's all this talk going on, especially now that the Democrats have the House again. They want more senators. Get it? Pass this bill and hurry up, pass it, and get it through the Senate. Of course, it's not going to go through the Senate. And the president signs it. Shazam, we get two new senators for the Democrats. Not going to work that way. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, Agenda21radio.news or A21R.com. Make sure you take the shortcut there, and also NewCaliforniaState.com, and click on the information about, well, there's going to be a fourth convention. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.